Would you look who it is? I'm back. It feels so good and exciting to be back behind the mic, and we are starting off with a banger episode about finding the emotions that trigger your emotional eating or your binge eating. I'll make this a quick episode just in case you are at the tail end of nap time or have a short commute and need to get a quick listen in. But first, this review comes from mrich9221. On Apple Podcasts, and he writes, "The name of this podcast pulled me in. This has helped me so much. I have a history of binge eating and not eating at home because growing up, eating at home meant I was taking food from others. This has helped me slowly unravel that lie and improve my habits and beliefs." This review blessed me so much because it can get a little lonely behind this mic sometimes, and whenever I read reviews like this, I get a little taste of what you guys find valuable. So thank you so much for this 5-star review. If you have not left a 5-star review recently, please go in there, leave one. I read every single one of them, and that's how I know what you guys are liking, what you're not liking, what we need to hear more of. So can't wait to see your review in there. Hey friend, welcome to Pass the Plate Podcast. I'm your host Hannah, and for so long I relied on food to be my comfort. I'm also a wife to my high school sweetheart Jake, a Christian, and the leader of my online wellness community. A few years ago, I was drowning in emotional binge eating and so desperate for a solution that actually worked. And if you're anything like me, you know this feeling all too well. If you're ready to let go of the heavy shame you've been carrying and uncover the life that's waiting on you, then refill that water bottle, sis, because it is time to jump on in. So, as someone who struggles with emotional and binge eating myself, I have personally done the searching to figure out what is it that makes me, or I shouldn't say makes me, but like leads me to want to binge eat. What is it that, and I hate the word like triggers, but like what triggers that response, that habit that I have built up, right? So I have identified loneliness as one of the emotions that will set off my emotional eating. And I'm a people person and love conversations and connections. So when I'm feeling lonely, as I have a few times in my life, I have noticed that those are the times that my emotional eating was the worst. So in college, when I didn't have a lot of friends and I was just trying to get my schooling and getting the heck out of there, I was lonely, and I had, you know, the meal plan that they give you. And so I would just like eat in my room and watch some TV, do some studying, and that was kind of it. I was not one of those people that like loved college. Like I went home every weekend. I just used college as like a tool to like get my education and get out of there. And then when I went to the city after I graduated college, and I was really lonely out there. I had moved out there for a job, super lonely. Literally knew no one. Like, other than my coworkers that I had started a friendship with, I knew not one soul out there. So I didn't have anybody to hang out with after work. While I am a social butterfly, I'm also not one to like go talk to a stranger and be like, "Hey, you want to hang out after work?" Like, I don't do the drinking scene. Like, I'm, you know, it's just not, it wasn't my thing. So I was super lonely, and I had started at Planet Fitness, but I was kind of on and off or whatever. And that's, during that time is when I had ordered, I'll never forget it. I had ordered pizza 4 nights in a row, a large pizza delivered to my apartment. And I ate the entire large pizza night after night after night after night. And we're talking like also with soda and Doritos, okay? Like we're not, like it was insane. I was totally out of control, super lonely. And this was about 9 years ago. And so it eventually led me that night, that fourth night, to a solution that has been life-changing for me. But I had to figure out that later on down the road that loneliness, when I was looking back in my life, was a huge culprit of just that thing to set me off to want to eat. And I noticed it whenever I got married and my husband would be at work, or like if he went out with his buddies, or if he went hunting or whatever, like I just found it as the opportunity to just like sit and chill with food and Netflix. So loneliness was one of mine. So now I want to show you though, like how do you like identify your emotion or emotions? It doesn't just have to be one that will set you off. So if you can recall the last time that you binge ate or just ate without much concern and like threw caution the wind, like what were those circumstances? What were you feeling at that time? So if you need to pause in this episode and think, just go ahead and hit pause. And I'm not really talking about like indulging in a treat or something you've planned for, or like a snack. Like I'm not saying like something off of a diet. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about like full, no care in the world. Like I'm just eating. I don't care if I'm overweight. I don't care. Like, you know, you're just like that desperate moment. I think if you're listening to this podcast, you probably know what I'm talking about. So when was the last time you felt that? And like, what did you feel? So were you feeling like stressed? Were you feeling angry at someone? Did you feel betrayed and lonely? Did you have shame? Was there humiliation? Were you bored? Did you feel forsaken? Whatever it is, like write it down. So like, again, hit pause. Like if you need to take a journal out and like write the last time you did. And then like, what were you feeling? And why did you feel this way? Like who let you down? Who stood you up? Did someone embarrass you? Did you embarrass yourself? Is it something in your past that you felt shame over? Is it just a habit of how you wind down from the stress of the day? Is there a certain stress that stresses you out and like prompts the emotional eating? What were you feeling at that time? Maybe just journal about it and then go back and like circle some emotions that you were feeling. So after you ate and you know, stuffed pizza or whatever it was, what did you feel after you ate? Chances are nothing good. Chances are you felt worse because the emotion you were coping for is now buried under the shame of emotional eating and the frustration that you did it again, even after you said, like, this time's gonna be different. Like, I totally been there. So what did you feel like after? And then finally, how can you identify that emotion more quickly next time and work through that emotion rather than going into autopilot and start in on the pizza, for example? Like we'll use my example, right? So my example would be like, how can I identify my loneliness before it takes over and I go into that autopilot mode? So when I was that young adult, I could have made sure that I sought out friendships or had somewhere to go in the evening instead of just like sitting and watching Netflix. And I could have spent time in my faith. And I talk about young adult, but like I still need these tips now. So whenever I'm feeling lonely now, I try to spend time in my faith and my relationship with Christ. I pray, I read the Bible, I watch The Chosen, I watch something to give me comfort, which is like for me as Christians, we should find our comfort in our Father, right? This isn't meant to be like condemning. This is meant to be encouraging, right? Like when we find comfort in food, it always leads to destruction. But when we find comfort in our Father, that never leads to destruction. That leads to like closeness with Him. And He cares about your emotional eating journey. He cares the fact that the enemy has wormed his way into this area of your life and that you feel hopeless, right? Like God cares and wants to heal that part of your life. He's never going to shame you or, you know, turn away from you when you're desperate like that. He is going to be your rescuer. So whenever I'm lonely now, that's what I do. I go into my faith. And it always helps because I also feel like even though I feel lonely, like loneliness is a good example, but like when you feel lonely, if you're a Christian, like you shouldn't feel lonely. Like our Father never abandons us. So that's why I lean into my faith. That is a huge component of what has healed me. And you're going to hear that over and over in this podcast, that I feel that no matter where you are in your faith, like how in depth or new or whatever, like deepening that relationship with Christ, deepening that faith, it always comes out better, right? It always, your relationship always improves. You always end up feeling better because we were created to rely upon Him. So more on that later. I don't want to get totally off topic, but that's kind of what this podcast is talking about. It's emotional eating while using our faith and our beliefs to walk this journey, because we can't do it on our own. If you have done it on your own, that's great. But I'm saying there's some of us that cannot do it on our own, and we need our Father to give us that strength. And He will do a work in your life when you hand over that piece of your heart to Him and say, like, look, I can't do this. I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need you to step in because this is too much for me to bear. I do believe God gives us too much to bear so that we will rely on Him. Not to be evil, not to be mean, but so that we will say, look, I can't do it, but I know you can. So I'm going to believe that, and I'm going to look to you for that help. And when we do that, and if God decides to take care of it and show us that He is taking care of it, our faith is strengthened. And that's how you refine your faith. So, like I said, don't want to get totally off topic, but I urge you to spend time with your Father. And not only will He reveal and show you ways to heal, but you'll never walk this journey alone. And to me, that is so important. So that is the recap of this episode, focusing on the last time you binge ate. What did those emotions feel like? Can you dig up those emotions at all and identify them? How can you stop them? What steps can you take? So if you're in the Facebook community and want to share, go post in there. And if you've identified your emotion, please share, because you never know how it's going to help someone else. If you haven't joined the Facebook community, please come hang out with us in there. I'm in the process of revamping this podcast and the Facebook community, and I'd love to see your face in there and hear what you have to say. I also would appreciate a 5-star review on the podcast, because what that does is that pushes this podcast out to more people so that they can also hear this valuable information. This journey is not meant to be walked alone, hence why I created a podcast about it. And if we don't get the word out there, people struggle, right? Like this is free information, and I want it to get into the hands of the people that need it, just like you've stumbled upon it. So if you want to join the Facebook community, you can find that in the show notes. And I hope to have this podcast going back weekly. I will talk about why there is such a long break in a future episode. But for now, I just wanted to get hopped right back on the train of emotional eating. So hope you guys have a great day, and I'll catch you next time. What up, girlfriend? Did you enjoy this episode? If so, I'd love for you to head to Apple Podcasts and write a review to tell me what spoke to you or blessed you in some way. I always want this to be a two-way conversation, and this is the best way I can gain clarity on what you're loving. Speaking of conversations, though, are you on social media? If so, connect with me at Hannah Dickey Bryson, send me a message, or share this episode to your stories. Please tag me, though, so I can keep this hangout session going all week long. And as always, if you need support on your emotional eating journey, I've got you. Hop on over to my free Facebook group, and I will see you in there, sis. Have a good week.